Always be joyful, pray without ceasing, give thanks in everything, because this is the will of God for you in Jesus Christ. Reading well in the text, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, from verse 16 to 18, I discovered something important, the importance of being grateful at all times. But to be grateful in all things, given us to understand that there are life situations that are going to be complicated. Some life situations are going to be good, other perhaps not so good. But it's part of life itself. There are cycles that must be lived and cycles that must be closed. But the Apostle Paul gives us a counsel and tells us, they must be happy at all times, pray always at all times, and then give thanks. It does not say, give thanks for everything, if they do not give thanks in everything. So it's to say, in any circumstance, learn to be grateful, because this is the will of God for each one of you in Jesus Christ, my beloved friend. When you belong to God and you give your heart to Jesus, you have complete assurance that what happens in your life is not aligned to His purpose and His will. Because we no longer walk at our mercy, because we no longer depend on ourselves. We have decided to submit and depend on His infinite and perfect will. The book of Romans in chapter 12, verse 2 says that the will of God is good, pleasant, and perfect. Perhaps you can say, Pastor, you do not know what I am going through today, and I have to cry. How can I believe that the will of God is good, pleasant, and perfect when I have had losses, when I am alone, when I have experienced such an unpleasant silence from God, and I feel that I will not be able to go on? You know something? I don't have the answer to tell you why situations are happening in your life, but I could tell you that there is always a for that is within His purpose and within His will, in which He is working and in control. And I could tell you that nothing that is happening in your life is outside of your knowledge that God is working, even if you can't see it, and that only the way you can understand it is by letting the Holy Spirit renew your thoughts, so that then you don't see things from the human perspective or from the position in which the world wants to make you think that you are. But it is the position that we have as children in Jesus Christ, so that at all times it's good to thank. Even thank for what we do not understand. But even precisely in the midst of what we do not understand, we have confidence and we have a living hope, and we belong to Him, and that He is in control of all things. This silent, momentary tribulation is producing in you a weight of glory, and what you live today will pass. He is working and He is in control. Today, I want to be the first to give thanks to you, God. I want to thank God for my family. I want to thank God for giving me a new day and the blessings. Today is June 27th. Thanks, God, because it gave me the opportunity to open my eyes and to enjoy a new year of life. It has been 37 years in which I have seen the hand of God. Some could judge and say, but the words He expressed that nothing happens, that bothers me. But all the situations that I live are always good. Now you are right. From God's point of view, there is nothing wrong. In God, there are no losses. In God, there are always gains. In God, there is always progress going backwards. Because the life we have in God is not subject to the norms of this world. The life we have in God is spiritual. and it's never affected by the natural. The natural is affected by the spiritual. In these 37 years of life, I have gone through complicated circumstances. Of course, I am the only child, and together with my parents, before getting married and studying at the university, we went through difficult situations. I could tell you that. I know what it is to sit at the table and just have a glass of water and go to bed with that glass of water. I know what it is to have to go to study and not have to enjoy lunch. I know what it is to have to wake up early from a young age, a teenager, and go to work. And as we say in Colombia, to search for the food. I know what it is to cry because someone you love parted from the presence of God. I speak to you from the moment when, very young, I had to say goodbye to my mother when she suffered a cardiorespiratory arrest. I know what it is to be standing in front of a window looking at the sky and keep silent and don't say a word. Just say, I know that your will, God, is good, pleasant, and perfect. And so I could tell you about many other things. Understand that life is not easy, but it's a gift from God. And seasons are coming that we are going to be a challenge. But in the middle of each season, there is always a sample. There is always a sample of God's love. There is always a gift from the Lord. Learn to observe. For this reason today, I want to be grateful. And as he says, be grateful in everything. God never told us, he expressed it to us, that he was going to avoid what difficult situations would happen to us. Everything has its time. What he did not tell us, I am faithful and I will be there with you. I will be there with you. And you know, this has been all my life, from small until now. Today I can look at the sky and meditate how good he has been. He has not been good, so I have only lived things that you could call good. I have all the experience, all the seasons, all the time. I say he has been good because he has been faithful. His fidelity has never ceased to be, and he has nothing to do with circumstances. I want to express it because the love of God, his fidelity is not measured. If I have no money in my pocket or I don't have it, if I am healthy or sick, if I receive the answer to my prayer or not, he is not defined by that. He is, and that is enough to believe him. That is enough. He is. That is why I encourage you. What do you have to thank? Thank God in everything. In everything. Everything that we live on this earth, it will happen. Some things, they come and go. When you learn to be grateful, you are enabled to receive more. When you learn to be grateful, it's because you have understood in the position in which you find yourself in Christ, and that you always walk not as someone who expects a victory for something, but as someone who is already in victory, a victory that has given on the cross, a victory that sustains you all the time. Father, I thank you for your fidelity. Thank you for every circumstance. Thank you because you have not stopped showing me your love. I am sure that those who receive this devotional today, when they stop in their lives, will realize that you have always been there. Sometimes we have to cry, but that does not mean that you do not love us. As other times we will laugh, that does not mean that only in those moments you are there. Your fidelity, that word denotes that you are always the Lord. And that today I want to thank you simply because you have taught me that while there is life, there is hope. And every day that I can open my eye, it's a new opportunity. It's a new opportunity to let go of what happened and be prepared for what you have for my life, for my house, for my family. Help us to always be thankful, Lord. And instead of questions from our mouth, instead of questions or complaints, there is always a thank you. Thank you, Lord. because your love doesn't depend on what my eyes are seeing, but of what I already am in you, Lord. I am your son. Yes, your son. I am loved by you. Thank you. Thank you for my family. Thank you, Lord, because if today I open my eyes on this earth, there is a new opportunity. Now, help us to see them and keep walking, being grateful all the time. Lord, you are good. Thank you, Lord. Amen. This was a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. God always arrives just in time. Blessings.